We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Oh, this is going to be such a fun day on the show today. Currently here at the Gabe Gadget Mezzanet Center. It's 63 degrees. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Anyway, it is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City in Sayre, Oklahoma. Sorry, I got sidetracked there. Got a lot going on in here today. 63 degrees. We show 1.37 inches of rain here at Elk City the last 2 days. 63 at Arnett, 62 at Cheyenne, home with our sacred weapon. Hollis, 60 degrees, 67 at Fairview, 65 at Beaver. And out here in the Texas, oh man, you're my hero. If you're watching on Facebook, you just probably found out I got me a new hat. Anyway, 62 at Lipscomb, 60 degrees at Miami, 61 at Dozer, and 62 at Odell. I got a full show today. First of all, Mr. Spencer Smith is in here from 4Ag, and we're going to give talk about planter tips, and I'm going to throw in a little bit of deal about coming up bull sale this weekend. And then also Chad Ripetoe, Bandy Silk, Kyle, and Damari Shavinki are going to be in here right after Spencer, and we got lots going on today. It's a full boat. First of all, before we get to Spencer, that was a great class event last night at the Western Technology Center here in Elk City. Becky Carroll and her husband, Jimmy, come out from Stillwater to give a 2-hour seminar on pecans, all the way from soil health to planting them, to watering them, to growing them, to harvesting them, to controlling insects, and whether it was you have one pecan tree or two pecan trees or 10,000 pecan trees, it was awesome. Thank you, Becky Carroll, for coming out last night. And thanks, Greg Hartman, for having her come out from the OSU Extension. And so anyway, I was shocked to find out how much water it takes for a pecan tree. Starting now, all the way through the end of May, it's called the growing time, and it is 1 inch per tree per week. Starting in June, it's 2 inches per tree per week, all the way up until it opens up the shell, opens up. So a total of 54 inches of rain is needed to grow a pecan tree properly and have the right pecans and everything. So anyway, interesting. And you can find out more about this is by just getting on the OSU website and going to pecan trees. And there's all kinds of things to help you, even if you've got existing pecan trees, to test the leaves, just like we do crops out in the farm fields. It's all the same thing. So anyway, pretty interesting. Well, Spencer, you're in here bright and early.
I'm here.
Thanks for the hat, sir.
You bet. Sorry.
There's some guys over here. I better put this up because there's going to be some guys in here in a minute might steal it.
I might try to get it from you.
Anyway, it was good to see you Saturday night.
Yeah, Cotton Denim Ball. I think it was a great success, a great turnout, for the advancement of cotton in the state of Oklahoma. You might have been the only person there with a polyester T-shirt on, but that's okay.
Hey, at least I wasn't like Jake Dameron,
yeah,
dressed in like what is the stuff they put on them tuxedos? You women know what it is. It's some little decorations that make everything flicker and light bright. Yeah. He was in that was a silverish white with a black line out. Anyway, I spotted him right off the bat. anyway, it was good. It was very
good.
Raised some good money too.
Yes, I think so. I haven't heard the final report on funds yet, but we'll probably get that next week.
Right, and had a good time. I got to make fun of Brad Harrison and introducing your dad as Jimmy Speaker.
What? So I missed that. I guess I wasn't around there for that.
You stepped out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it did. I was looking at Brad, and your dad was walking on stage, and he said, yeah, and here, Baba's Jimmy Speaker, and I just turned around and went, oh.
That's too funny.
Anyway, but it was good. I was glad Western Planters invited me up, and the Planters Gin there at Hobart, they invited me, and I'm glad I got it. You know, me, I'm not a cotton farmer.
Yeah.
But anyway, it was interesting.
Yeah, you know, and it's great for, you know, a lot of the cotton states do similar events, and it's nice that, you know, here in Oklahoma, I can't remember, I think this might be like the sixth or seventh year for us to do this. So, you know, it's been a great thing to help raise awareness and support our, you know, our local politicians, you know, and help us, you know, take care of cotton.
See, and I wouldn't even known, I probably did, I just don't remember, that the gentleman that is the president of the Cotton Council for the U.S. is from Oklahoma. And
yes,
he was
for
there.
The first time since, what, like,
what's
87.
What's his name again? I'm sorry.
Mark Nichols.
Mark Nichols, yep. Yes. Yep. Anyway, so that's that was good. It was great, and a couple inductees in the Hall of Fame.
Yes, sir.
One of these days, you'll get your name in there. Anyway, well, hey. Today is our Wednesday that we talk about planter tips.
Yep.
And so far we've covered getting your tractor ready.
Yep, just checking your tires, making sure your tractor's serviced out, you know, grease everything, and, you know, just checking your planters for loose bolts. And then last week we talked about as far as hooking up to the planter, making sure it's level as yep. as it gets pulled through the field, so that way your seed tube is properly set. And as the seed is coming out. So for this week, I was trying to decide, you know, and just kind of working my way down and back towards the planter. And so like a lot of them, the planters around here are like a 16 row or 12 row, 6 row, 8 rows. So on each row is two parallel arms that connect the main planter bar to the row unit.
Right.
Well, and I mean, you've seen it on your planter, like that's, you know, that's a very important part, because so say like if those start to wear out, you know, those are moving up and down constantly as you're going through the field. Well, as they start getting wore, they're not, you know, now they've been going up and down, but now they're also wearing side to side. So now that's going to cause your planting trench to not exactly be perfect. So I like to, you know, once you're hooked up to the planter, raise it up off the ground just a little bit, and then go behind the row unit, grab a hold of it, try to shimmy it back and forth, you know, and just to see, make sure that your planter arms aren't getting wore out. And so what one neat thing that if they are starting to get wore out, so SI Distributing, they're out of Ohio, they actually make a rebuild kit. So you can pull them down, put new bushings in there, and that'll make that parallel arm actually travel perfectly up and down.
Down.
So that's a big thing.
What happens if it is back there wobbling a lot?
So if it's back there wobbling, so just think like that seed tube. So, you know, it's made – the way that the curvature of that seed tube is, it's made for the row unit to go up and down. It's not made for
go sideways.
Yeah, so that seed inside that seed tube, now it's gonna bounce from side to side of that tube, which is gonna cause your timing of your seed spacing to be off. So now you may have skips, you're gonna have doubles on your seed spacing, and you know, when you have doubles, this plant is one of those plants is gonna outgrow each other, and we need to make sure that their space is accurately as possible.
So every plant has a chance.
Every plant has a chance, I prefer a space over a double.
Right.
You know, because now you didn't waste another seed for no reason. But so I would prefer like a skip there versus a double seed. But so I would say, you know, if you're seeing wobble back and forth between your parallel linkage, I mean, it's probably time to go ahead and put a kit, re-kit those, or, you know, you can also buy whole brand new ones already made. You know, it'd be less work for you, but there is a re-kit option. We have to do everything that we can to make sure that seed's in the perfect spot in the ground. And, you know, I mean, at the end of the year, I mean, it's hard to put a number on how many pounds that you could have made if your planter maintenance was perfect, you know? And so, like, I always stress, like, just do everything you can to make sure that planter is...
Like brand new.
Yeah. You know, and even, like, on a brand new planter, there's adjustments that you need to make just to make sure that... I mean, just because it comes out of the factory doesn't mean it's ready to go. That's not the case at all. So, you know, you got to make your own adjustments for your fields and how you hook up, whether you're running, you know, if you're hooking at all three points or if you're just hooking at the two bottoms, running lift assist wheels, you know, there's several different ways to hook up to that planter that's going to fit your operation better.
Well, I've had this question on my mind for a few days. What is the difference between a speed tube and a seed tube?
So, seed tube is just gravity.
Okay.
And I haven't been around the speed tubes a whole lot, so I'm just going to speak a little bit of what I know. And it's so like a speed tube is actually carrying that seed all the way down to where it's like basically just within like an inch of coming out to go to the ground.
I gotcha.
So that way you're controlling the spacing up here and then the speed of that seed going all the way down the tube.
I gotcha. So I seen that in some article. I didn't even know there was two different kinds of tubes.
Yeah, so like around here, you know, like I would say that's more designed for those guys probably like on the flat, really flat land acres that they're able to run. Shoot, they may be running 8-10 mile an hour. I mean, you know,
getting
like,
her done.
Yeah, and I'm running like 5, 5.5 if I'm feeling lucky.
There's,
you know,
there's farmers don't even know what a terrace is. let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll pick up right where we left off. By the way, it is the Taylor Ranch happy hour all day today. I'll have more on the Taylor Ranch and their beef coming up here shortly.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Hobart Farm and Garden in Hobart, Oklahoma has dedicated their life to supporting your farm's success because farming is their way of life. Their superior high-pro feeds are expertly formulated to meet the nutritional needs of your livestock. They provide bulk feed delivery straight to your farm, or for smaller quantities, they offer a variety of feed bags and sacks in different sizes. When it comes to your livestock feed, choose excellence. Choose Hobart Farm and Garden.
April 1st through the 13th, we have our filter sales event going on. You save up to 40% on all Napa Gold filters. Anything diesel, gas related, vehicles, small engine, we've got filters for everything. We have a lot of customers that come in here and buy the year's supply of filters at this time so that they get them at a discounted price.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd.
We figure out what they need and we keep our customer happy.
They want you to see them as people and not just a number. They love when you know their name when they walk in the door and greet them with a smile. They'd love that. I like to hear people's stories and find out about their lives and get to know them. We sponsor in the community a lot, in the communities and the surrounding communities. We just really care about people. I'm Elizabeth Mosley, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, April 5th. 1,258 head were sold. 3 head of steers at 382 brought 352. 11 at 433 brought 332.50. 19 at 525 brought 287. 15 at 566 brought 305. 2 at 665 brought 248. 17 at 695 brought 249. 7 at 696 brought 248. 6 head of heifers at 438 brought 290. 5 at 466 brought 290. 7 at 512 brought 292. 13 at 553 brought 270. 17 at 556 brought 296. 6 at 558 brought 280. 25 at 802 brought 207.75. Butcher cows were 42 to 155. Butcher bulls brought 72 to 182. Bred cows were 1350 to 2725. Pairs brought 1250 to 3350. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sell every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here is your forecast, ag weather forecast for out at McLean, Texas. I like the rain amount I see. This is different from McLean, I'm sure. McLean, 60 degrees, humidity's 47, dew point's 39. The winds are out of the north at 19 with gusts up to 26. Peak wind gust today, 33. 2.64 inches of rain so far in April for McLean, Texas. And that's kind of a dry spot out there. So good for you guys. Red flag, sub-freezing minute, 0.8-inch soil temperature, 53 degrees. Well, in the studio with me right now is Spencer Smith with 4Ag. We've been in here. He's coming in here for the next couple weeks talk about planter tips because it's time to get – a lot of guys already planting corn or already got it planted. And we got peanut coming up.
Yep.
We got cotton coming up.
Yep.
And all these tips are the same for the planters.
Yeah, and then I guess your milos too. Yeah. Milo too and stuff. Yep. Yeah.
So we got them coming up. So anyway, thanks for coming in and giving us our tips on that. And so you were talking about the parallel arms on those planter boxes. So you were talking about somebody out of Iowa that's got replacements.
So SI Distributing out of Ohio. So it's actually in Spencerville, Ohio, isn't that funny?
Oh, no wonder he likes it.
Yeah, they're a good group. They're a good bunch of guys, and so they actually have a repair kit that goes in the parallel linkage arms, and that's a great fix if you don't want to go and buy a whole new arm. I mean, there's a lot of good steel there, so why? I mean, I would just soon do the kit.
Right.
And that kit's going to make those arms wear up and down, correctly to where you're not causing catches. If they wear unevenly, it may be harder for it to move up and down smoothly. It may cause a jolt also right. on that robot on the row unit. And so that's a great fix. Give a shout out Martin Till. See, they got a big booth at Farm and Home Expo this weekend. Speaking, for planters, they have row cleaners. They got combine concaves. They got closing wheels now. They got multiple things added to their product list. So that's a good booth that's going to be at the farm show this weekend that has planter products.
Yeah, and what's his name?
Clint.
Clint. Yeah, and he's good dude. I've met him in Amarillo. I met him here. I actually met him here last year.
Yeah,
at the expo here.
Yeah, and he had a booth in Oklahoma City last weekend, and so he'll be coming in. I guess Friday setting up, and then we're gonna set the 4Ag booth up right beside him. So if there's anything we can do for planters,
what is 4Ag? What do you got? What's 4Ag do?
4Ag, we got would be the gauge wheel tires that will stand up to stubble. We built them to where they'll last. We want them to last forever instead of being a throwaway part like an OEM or anything. And right now we're running the original prototype since 2011.
And they're doing good.
And we've got them out there anywhere from Mexico to Canada to South Africa. It's been, we actually just sent some to Quebec, this week. So, believe it or not, do you know that people in Quebec speak, French?
I think I knew that.
I did not know that. That was a very difficult, That was very difficult trying to make that sale.
You didn't know how to go, oui, monsieur?
No, I did not.
No. Well, now you do.
Yeah.
If Jimmy could say it, you can.
Yeah, no, I did not. So we got that done, you know. So we have the gauge wheel tires for planters and air seeders, the 4.5-inch wide. We also offer the 3-inch, the narrow, the 3-inch wide for that. Mostly goes on air seeders, and then we have a fully assembled closing wheel as well for like cotton, milo, sugar beets, like your shallower planted crops.
I got you.
And
I just want everybody to know who Spencer Smith
was. Well, hey, I appreciate
you're not
that.
Just a no-till cotton farmer, yeah. You know.
So.
And I'm sorry you have a working relationship with old tuxedo shiny Jake, but that's beside the point.
Yeah.
So anyway, actually, since you brought up the farm show, you're part of that coming up. The Southwest
yes.
Oklahoma Farm and Home Show is coming up starting Saturday.
Yep,
but
40th.
40th
annual.
And
that's
this,
a big one.
And this is a lot of ag going on out there.
Yep.
Saturday morning, what happens?
Yep, Saturday morning at 8:30, coffee and donuts. And at 9 o'clock, we're going to start the CEU meetings hosted by OSU Extension. It's sponsored by Fowler Agency, and so you'll qualify for two CEUs.
Yep.
Lunch will be provided. That's a pretty good CEU meeting. You know, if lunch, your coffee donuts provided, it's a short one for two CEUs, and plus you get a free lunch.
Josh Baron is
Josh Baron. He's an area agronomy specialist. He's going to talk about drift, inversion, and also the use of the mesonet.
Right.
And I think that's going to be very interesting because, I use the mesonet a lot, but it'd be nice to see someone that knows it very well kind of show us maybe some tips and tricks that you know we don't know.
Yeah, it's like Becky last night was showing us how to use the mesonet for pecan.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't have had a clue.
Yeah, because it'll show you if you got your phone or you're on your computer, get on the mesonet and go to agriculture and go to pecan, and what it's showing is when possibility a pecan scab can come on. It's like a disease that comes on. Anyway, it'll show you if you need to worry about it that day. It's pretty cool stuff.
Wow, that's neat. I had no idea that was even a capability, you know.
Yeah,
that's on Saturday the 13th.
Yeah.
And then on Saturday, let's see here, all breed bull sale.
At 2?
Yep, that's at 2 p.m. On Saturday.
So what better day is to come get a couple CEUs, free donuts, mm-hmm. a
free
lunch, and then walk around for a minute, go buy you a bull, and head to the house and tell your wife you had a wonderful day.
Good day. I think it's going to be good weather, too. And I believe the lunch is your choice of food truck, I believe.
I think that's what happened.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they got some good food trucks out there.
Some good food trucks. It's going to be a good time. And then the show is also on Sunday. The kids' pedal tractor pool is Sunday at...
I've seen it somewhere.
Yeah, I believe it's at 1:30.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, registration for the kids' pedal tractor pool is at 1:30 on Sunday.
All right.
And, that's been a great deal. David Meisner got us, you know, got that guy to come here. And, it's pretty neat watching them kids try to pedal those little tractors and pull that sled, you know. And
They had that at the U.S. Custom Harvesters Convention. And I'm going to tell you what. That was hilarious.
Oh yeah, it's neat. It's fun to watch, and you know, and it's something different for the kids to do, you know. And kids get a T-shirt, little keychain, and then they also be in a raffle for a pedal tractor. I think like a John Deere pedal tractor or a Kubota pedal tractor.
Yep.
So.
Well, Spencer, we'll see you next week.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, Spencer Smith with 4AG. Before I go to the Taylor Ranch break, I wanted to. It's coming up. The day's the 10th. So it's Wednesday. So Friday in, let's see here. Drinking well water testing in Custom Beckham, Roger Mills, and Ouachita counties. April 12th, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. First of all, in Custer County, it'll be at the Custer County Courthouse. Co-ops in Butler and Custer City. Wheeler Brothers and Thomas and Hydro Equity Exchange in Weatherford. In Beckham County, it'll be at the OSU Extension Office, Ouachita County, the OSU Extension Office, and also at the Extension Office in Roger Mills County. So, you want to get your water tested, and they'll be testing for nitrate, total dissolved solids, pH, bacteria, hardness for free. This is free sampling. Don't bring your irrigation water out there. Anyway, see you, Spencer. What you need to do is get a 16-fluid-ounce plastic bottle to collect your sample. Empty the bottle and drain all the contents. Don't be using Dr. Pepper or Gatorade. Water bottle to reduce cross-contamination of your sample. First, rinse. Once the bottle is empty, wash your hands before collecting your sample. Use a faucet as close to the well as you can for collection. Turn on the faucet full force. Let it run at full force for 2 minutes. Then reduce the water flow to a small stream. Fill your water bottle up at your faucet and then empty the bottle, rinsing the inside of the bottle. Repeat this process twice. After rinsing 3 times, fill the water bottle up. Write your full name on the bottle using a permanent marker and bring it. If you're going to do bacteria testing, sample must be collected within 2 hours of getting it sampled. Let's take a Taylor Ranch break and be right back after this. I got some more special guests going to be here.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
SEI Agritech in Elk City is proud to announce they're now offering the High Energy Liquid Livestock Feed Mix 30. This liquid protein fat supplement is for cattle on grass or hay forage and is now available at SEI Agritech for pickup or delivery. They also have half semi or semi loads available. For more information, give Ken a call at 580-225-0317. That's 580-225-0317 or stop by the SEI Agritech location at 1400 South Randall in Elk City.
It'll only take 60 seconds of your time to get your oil changed. All you got to do is call Barberdice Ford and make an appointment. That's it. We'll come get your vehicle, service it, and bring it back to you. You keep doing what you're doing, living your life. If you get us 60 seconds, we'll take care of everything for you. Let us take that burden off your shoulders and make your life a little bit easier. That's the no-hassle oil change. It's part of the Barber Dyson difference.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment. How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
As cattlemen, we know that our winter feeding program is one of the largest factors in our bottom line. At Canadian Animal Health and Nutrition, we continue to look for new opportunities in the feed industry. The newest product is a 28% protein and a 9% fat extruded distiller's cube. This new cubing process creates a cube with more fat, better structural integrity, and a lower cost per pound of protein than traditional milling processes. Give us a call at Canadian AH&N in Canadian, Texas for more on this and all other options for your winter feeding program.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Are you looking to give your livestock the best nutrition possible? Well, head on over to the Sarah Farmers Co-op. Sarah Co-op is an authorized quality liquid feeds dealer. They handle a variety of QLF Ignite protein and mineral tubs, along with their Pasture Select 20-5 and 35-5 liquid feed. Short on time, the Sarah Co-op will supply, deliver, and fill your liquid feed tank for you so that you don't have to. Don't put it off. Head on over to the Sarah Co-op at 109 South 6th Street in Sarah or give them a call at 928-2664.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back to this Taylor Ranch Happy Hour. Here's your northwestern Oklahoma ag weather forecast. Freedom, Oklahoma, 69 degrees. Dew point's 33. Humidity's 26. The winds are out of the north-northwest at 19 miles an hour. Wind gust at 26. 24-hour rain total, 0.01. 10-day rain total, 14 one-hundredths of an inch. 3-day average, 4-inch bare soil temperature, 59. 1-day average, 10-inch fractional water, 0.7. Sunset at 8:07. Mostly cloudy, north winds, 70 today. Tonight, 43. Still will have some north winds. Tomorrow, sunny and 68, and still have some north winds. So it's going to be a little breezy out of the north. Well, let's see if I get all the names correct. I get mind-boggling. Anyway, I have a special group of people in here. Let's start with Demary Shavinky. Did I get that right?
Demary.
I got it wrong. My God, I did it again. Anyway, what? Chad, you should have trained me better. Anyway, her husband, fire chief for the Elk City Fire Department, Kyle Shavinky, is in here. And also, Chad Ripto, fire chief for the Carter Fire Department's in here. First, let's find out who you are. You got a pretty smile, I can tell you that much.
Well, thank you.
Anyway, what is your title?
I'm the EMS training officer at the fire department.
Here in Elk City?
Yes, sir.
And how long have you been doing that?
This job for probably 2 years now.
So was you EMS before you got this?
Yes, I've been in EMS for about 15 years.
I got you. How do you do that with his job? How does that, those two jobs, because you're both busy.
Yeah, we make it work.
You make it work?
Yep.
Well, you don't look all excited, Kyle. So anyway, so what we're talking about today, what we want to talk about is coming up, the Boots and Badges, the Love Like Coulter Memorial Blood Drive, sponsored by the Beckham County Firefighters Association. Coulter was a good friend of all of ours, and we all miss him, but this blood drive is awesome deal. Can you tell us a little bit more about the blood drive?
Yeah, so we, after Coulter's passing, Vince Morris at TTS got with Kyle about doing a blood drive in honor of Coulter. You know, Coulter loved everybody and helped anybody he could. We want to continue that with this blood drive. We're hoping it's an annual thing. It's going to be Friday, noon to 6 at the fire department. You'll get a t-shirt and a ticket to the zoo. They're also going to have raffle tickets there for the drawing for half a beef. The drawing's May 1st, and that will go to Coulter's children. And they're going to have dinner there, too, or lunch. First responders will eat free, and anybody else by donation.
Right.
So.
There's going to be some pretty good food, I heard, through the chef. So there's.
I haven't heard, but I
heard there's going to be some pretty good food going on in there. So anyway, well, donating blood is a big thing, too, because I think if I've been hearing the news right in the last year, there's been kind of a shortage of some of the blood.
Yes.
And you would probably know better than I would, being an EMS.
Just O type blood, positive right. And negative, is what they're really needing more than anything right now.
And that doesn't mean if you're A or B, don't mean you can't come in.
Exactly. But
anyway, so the best way, on this sheet of paper I got, there's a scan.
Yes.
You can actually do that to set up an appointment?
Set up an appointment.
Do you have to have the appointment?
No.
Okay.
We do take walk-ins. There are, I believe they said, 101 appointment spots available. We're going to have 3 of the blood mobiles down. There's already, as of noon today, there's 60 appointments scheduled.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's already getting pretty full. It's not full, but it's getting pretty full.
No, it's not full, but, you know, a lot of people walk in. They don't schedule it, so.
Right. So that's awesome.
Yeah, each donation helps three people, can save three lives.
Okay.
So, you know, 60, that's 180 people that we can help.
Right. And that's awesome. And like she said earlier, you get a free T-shirt, the Boots and Badges T-shirt, and also you get a free ticket to the Oklahoma City Zoo. So husband and wives, you need to come in together so you could have a pair of tickets, right? Did I do the math right on that one?
I saw the confusion with the 180 or whatever. But no. Everything else, I got
it. Well, is it right now the 100, what she's getting, 80? Yeah, I got that. Oh, see, okay. I'm not as dumb as I look. Anyways.
That's a matter of opinion, Jimmy.
I know. Well, let's get to you, Chad, since you opened your mouth. Anyway, you know, Coulter was really close to you and I, and he worked for you a long time. That was the funnest time I ever had, helping you guys with peanut harvest with Coulter, because that guy would mess with me out there constantly, but I'd always get him back. But we want Coulter's name to live on forever. Is that our deal?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, and so, you know, we got a lot of things going on. We're selling tickets for a raffle for a half a beef with a freezer. Those tickets are available. You can call call anybody in Beckham County, and they'll get you the right people. I got some tickets. TTS has got some tickets. I'm sure some of the firefighters have got some tickets or know where to get some tickets to that raffle coming up May 1st, and every penny of that's going to go into a account for his kids, all four kids. And so it's a deal. And, you know, we got that going on. But this, when Vince called me and asked me if I'd help advertise with this deal with the Love Like Coulter Memorial Blood Drive, because you guys know I'm very partial to firefighters and farmers, because most of our firefighters are farmers and are ag-related. So what do you think, Chad?
I'm glad that Demery and Vince come up with this deal. You know, if the shoe was on the other foot, Coulter probably would have been the number one to sign up.
Yep.
You know, he helped a lot of people. He helped me for years. Him and Kyle was close. We all miss him. And, yes, we would love to see his legacy live on. You know, of course, we've had the task force runs. Kyle's took them to Texas and up north to Hammond and Woodward. And every time Kyle calls or sends me a video, you know, I always think that, well, Coulter made that cedar tree blow up just so he would know that we was watching him, or he was watching over us. And we know he is. So this is a great deal. Kudos to Kyle and Demery and Vince for getting this deal put together. And also, you know, 3 or 4 years ago when we really went to ramping up our task force, Coulter was involved in that real big. And, you know, he always wanted to go. This don't just help us right here. You know, we've got guys, firemen up north that have been hurt in the last 2 months. And, you know, it can benefit them also. Maybe this trend will scoot up north. And they'll do something like that up there for the guys that got hurt. The gentleman from Moreland that grew up at Sweetwater. And, you know, other places.
Has anybody heard how he's doing?
I saw a news story today. I do believe he's still in critical condition. Second degree burns to face and hands and arms.
Yep. Yeah, because he, that's right. He grew up in Sweetwater, didn't he?
Yes.
All right. So, anyway, got that going on. So, no, this is a good deal. Kyle, big fire chief, Elk City Fire Department. You guys are going to have a busy day Friday at the fire station, because this is where the blood drive is going to be at.
Yeah, so they're going to set up their mobile blood units there in the parking lot beside the fire station. And, we'll be busy all day. We got some areas set up where people can sit down and eat. If they want to come in and sit down and eat, or if they just want to pick it up, there will be spaces there for that. And we'll be running and gunning all day, just trying to help out. I think myself, Chad, and Bandy, none of us had ever donated blood, and we're all going to do it that day. So we'll see how that goes.
I'm still trying to find out whether I can or not. Vince says I can, but Vince, have you seen his background check? I don't know if he's got enough fit. So anyway, well, I was in Desert Storm when we got back for the first 15 years. We weren't allowed to donate.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm still not sure about it, but I'll go give some if they think I'm good.
You know, with the donating, this thing kind of fell together almost perfect because when we talk to the blood bank, they do it on cycles. So if you get blood last time, if we did it too close, you wouldn't be able to do it again. But it fell just perfect. They didn't have a blood drive in Elk City during this time frame. So this really worked just to benefit them. It was almost the perfect match. And so if you donated last time and you didn't give double, you can donate again this time. So
can people actually give double? That's a lot of blood, isn't it?
Yes. But it's double red blood cells. It's not whole blood.
Oh, I got you.
They kind of pump some more into you, like fluid into you. And you know,
I'm glad she's here because neither one of you could answer that.
I've donated double red blood cells before. That's the only reason I know.
Let's take a short break and a short Taylor Ranch break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about one other thing that the Beckham County Firefighter Association has got going on. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey folks, I'm Ken Russ, new owner of Hobart Stockyards. We want to thank Rex Fleming for the great job and dedication he has done serving the community in southwestern Oklahoma. I look forward to continuing working with you cattle producers and marketing your cattle. We are bringing in multiple independent cattle buyers and along with current buyers to guarantee you get top prices for your cattle. Give me a call at 580-530-0192. Here at Hobart Stockyards, we only sell the best. And remember that Jesus is Lord.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? High cotton. It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
From the classroom to the field, Elk City High School students are igniting sparks of brilliance, fueling the fire of progress in every endeavor they pursue. Whether it's breaking records in the academics or dominating the field, these students are the driving force behind Elk City's dynamic spirit. GAS is fully committed to supporting and fostering the spirit of innovation, because in Elk City, it's not just about moving forward, it's about racing ahead. That's why we're...
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Minimum purchase required. Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid within promotional period. Go to windowappointmentnow.com for full offer details.
Attention homeowners. Do you know when to replace your windows? Feeling too hot or cold? Fog between the glass? Spending too much on expensive energy that literally goes out the window? It's time to replace. And right now you can get a free in-home window consultation and free price quote from Renewal by Anderson. Plus, with our spring savings event, you can buy one window or door and get one 40% off when you buy four or more units. Just text FRONT to 200-300 for your free consultation on top quality affordable windows or patio doors for no dollars down, no monthly payments, and no interest for a year. That's right, you don't pay a dime for an entire year. Text FRONT to 200-300 to buy one window or door and get one 40% off. And right now, save an extra $30 off every unit. Hurry, this incredible offer is only in April. Text FRONT to 200-300. Text the word FRONT to 200-300. FRONT to 200-300.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Blair Tire and Feed is helping you save some money. Firestone Ag is holding its Spring Into Savings event. That means you're going to save big money on the tires you need. Most Firestone radial tires are included in the sale, like their expanded line of 82 technology patterns and sizes. Eligible standard radial tires will have a $200 discount. Eligible 82 radial tires will have a $300 discount. That's big time savings on big time tires during a big time event. The Firestone Ag Spring Into Savings event at Blair Tire and Feed.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back from the Taylor Ranch happy hour break. Tipton, Oklahoma. Well, I guess I'm going to switch because it's not working. Let's try that one more time. Ruh-roh, maybe my computer's down. Hang on here. There we go. Let's go to Altus. I was going to do Tipton. Yeah, Altus is working. Mezzanine's down at Tipton. 65 degrees. This is your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update. 65 degrees at Altus. 45 is the dew point. 48 is humidity. The winds are out of the northeast at 17 with gusts up to 22. 24-hour rain total, 6/10 of an inch. 10-day rain total, 1.12 inches. 3-day average, 4-inch bare soil temperature, 61 degrees. Fractional water, 0.7. Sunset, 8:05. Mostly cloudy, 65 today. 45 and clear tonight. North winds tomorrow, northwest winds, 14 to 17 with wind gusts up to 25. Sunny and 69. An excellent steak leaves a lasting impression. A steak that is full of flavor, has juiciness, and is tender is an eating experience so good it can still be remembered years later. Whether you would like to relive the mouthwatering event or experience it for the first time, Taylor Ranch can help with that. They work every day to create the tremendous eating experience by selecting genetics that enhance the marbling, ribeye, and tenderness of every calf. They develop every animal as if it were going to be served on their own table. That's Taylor Ranch beef. Their beef is available in quarters, halves, or whole. Third-party verified, all natural and hormone-free. Also available, 405-609-4662. Call Jimmy at 405-609-4662. Demary, right? Demary. God, I'm so terrible. I'm sorry. Anyway, Mrs. Shavinky is in the studio along with her husband, Kyle. Shavinka, fire chief here at Elk City. She is the EMS trainer here for the Elk City Fire Department. And Chad Ripito is the fire chief of the Carter Volunteer Fire Force down there. Hey, well, I got you both in here. All I can do is just say thank you for what you guys do. Because we've been going back and forth into Texas and up north of Gage and around Shattuck. And out in Texas, you guys are well known. And I want to tell you why. It's because there's a couple of guys that we deliver to that are on that own ranches and stuff out there. Said we want Beckham County helping us. So you guys are well known. So I guess you're bad to the bone firefighters. How's that? Either that or you're organized with your task force.
So you said that, Jimmy. I'm going to touch on that. I know we've got another deal to talk about, but I spoke earlier about we kind of ramped up the task force 4 or 5 years ago. And Kyle has been the backbone behind our task force. Myself and Bandy and Kyle, Bandy and myself are chairmen of our county association, and Kyle's the secretary, treasurer, leader, guidance guy, whatever you want to call him. But Kyle is always the first one to volunteer to take the task force wherever they're going. Out in Texas, the guys you spoke to, Kyle went, I don't know, like, probably 30 out of, or about 40 out of 48 hours straight. And I called him. I'm like, hey, me or Bandy want to come and take your spot so you can go home and rest. Oh, I don't need to sleep. But, you know, we are proud of our task force. But kudos to Kyle because he's been the driving force behind it. And everybody in the county has come into it. And I feel that we've probably got one of the best task forces in this part of the state. And we love going and helping others.
All right. Yeah, it's true. I mean, I heard it. And they don't, he said, man, them Beckham County guys, you know, I'm not dogging the rest of them. I'm just saying by no means, because I know a lot of firefighters from all different counties, because I like the ones up there near Pack Saddle because they always buy me a beer and calf fries. So thank you both again for what you guys do with the Beckham County Task Force. Well, speaking of the Beckham County Task Force, where'd my sheet of paper go? There it is.
You only got one copy? Oh, you got one there.
I got one there. Anyway, because I don't want to mess it up. I think I got it memorized. Coming up, tell us about it, Kyle.
All right. So, yeah, coming up, putting me on the spot there. So, April 24th from 5 to 8 p.m., working with Snap-on and Great Plains Bank and Poppy's Barbecue, they organized a benefit dinner for the Beckham County Fire Departments, and it's also going to include the Canute Fire Department, the Berlin Fire Department, those guys that work real close with us on the task force and everything. So that's going to be benefit dinner they're doing there at the Civic Center in Elk City. So that's going to be an awesome time. And all the funds raised for that will be split up amongst those departments to help fund any repairs and fuel costs and whatever costs they have incurred.
Yeah, because there's been some pretty Hammond lost a fire truck over the weekend. Was it at the Sharon Mutual Fire?
No, it was at the Hammond Fire. Right. So that was just there north of Hammond, north and east of Hammond. And, yeah, that truck, they were trying to get where they could cut into that line, and they hit a hole, you know. In that
I seen the fire truck. And that was not just a hole. That was a big hole.
It was a big hole. So they got, you know, real fortunate the guys were able to get out of there. They wet down around it. But, they burned up a couple quarter panels in the door. It did drive once they got it pulled out. So still doing a lot of work to it. Got to get it back up and running.
Yeah, so all of our volunteer fire departments, no matter what part of the state or what state you're in, they always, always will accept help because they need it.
Yeah, yes, for sure. You know, we're blessed in Beckham County. With our county funds that we now have, and then that has really funded us, and just, I mean, the support we get out here. You've seen it with all the fire response to Texas and Oklahoma, and it's just really awesome living in this part of the country because these things just come up. You know, they just called and asked if we could, if we'd be interested, and said, yeah, always, so.
Yeah, so it's coming up April 24th, which will be, what is that, a week from this? No, it's 2 weeks, right? Somewhere in there. What is it today? 10th. It's in 2 weeks, isn't it? Yeah, it's in 2 weeks. Hey, good guess on my part. Everything, all the proceeds go to proceeds go to the departments listed above. The meal, three meat and dinner served with two sides, desserts and drinks, activities, the fire dog, the fire trucks, face painting, a silent auction, and also Chad. Who was it? We got Tyler Wilhelm is going to be out there playing live, and one more JW Lane.
Yeah, is that right?
Yeah, yep. Found out
they told
us
that this morning. And kudos to Poppies.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
John and I sat and visited about this, and kudos to them and to Levi with Snap-on and Great Plains Bank for putting this deal together for us. We appreciate what they do for us. You know, we've had two or three big fires at Carter in the last 3 years, and you look up and here will come John or Trina with a box full of brisket sandwiches or pulled pork.
That bad one down there last year, they showed up with food, and you McDonald's
know,
did too.
And McDonald's too, but yeah, they're for, you know, I grew up with John and appreciate all they do. Everybody, McDonald's, Poppies, Great Plains, and Levi for getting on board with this. I see Levi quite a bit down there also. So
okay, so help me out here. This is to raise money for all these departments, but isn't the Beckham County Firefighters Association a 501(c)?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, see? I know there's somebody out there that sold some cattle that's needing their tax write-off.
Exactly.
So anyway, that's a big... That's a big help to get people to help donate. And it's not that they don't want to help donate, but everybody's looking for that tax write-off. So, anyway, this is 501(c).
Yeah, and you know, we're fortunate they put this together for us, but it don't matter where you're at in the state. If you can donate to your local fire departments, help them out because tires ain't cheap, paint jobs ain't cheap, my repairs, maintenance, it's all double what it was 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah, just like the Hammond Fire Department. That truck might have drove home, but it's going to take some work and it's going to take some money to do it.
Yep.
And then we got a text in from Sharon, Volunteer Fire Department. Somebody's listening. Said, you guys' help was very appreciative. How about that?
We had a good time up there. We did a little back burning and saw a lot of cedars go up. So that's a good day.
Real good day. So anyway, we got a couple minutes here. What was the scoop on that fire? 5,000 acres or something?
That was the last report. It was 5,000.
Yep. So anyway, and then I read a report this morning that a prescribed burn in Kansas got unprescribed up there by Fort Riley. So that wasn't good.
No, that always seems to happen with these weather changes we have right now. That tall fuel is still dry.
So yeah, and
hopefully this rain will help green
it up.
So
does the fire departments use the mezzanine a lot?
Yeah, we use it all the time. So whenever we're deploying, you know, when we were out in Texas with as fast as that fire was moving, using mezzanine, and even had the National Weather Service calling and giving updates.
Right.
So we could kind of make plans on where we were going and what we were doing. And, the fire behavior, it really tells you a lot about what's going to happen that day.
Right. And that fire, is it my imagination or is that fire, was it just, it wasn't a fire, it was a firestorm because that 33 highway, the north side of it, when that wind switched, it melted that asphalt.
Yeah, we found ourselves protecting structures there with that thing. And, some of the guys probably have some pretty good battle stories now. You know, we were always safe, but behind that front, it was unforgiving, I'd have to say. I think winds got up 60, 70 miles an hour behind that flame front, and trying to do anything around that was, it was interesting. I think everyone made it through. Sometimes whenever you do that, you lose some new guys.
But. Right. So, well, how was your first time on the show?
Wonderful.
Was it? Yes. Even though I messed your name up 3 out of 3 times?
You are not the first, I promise.
Well, he trained me right before you come on, because I said, how you say that? And I still can't get it right. But anyway, so anyway, guys, thank you for coming in. And what we've been talking about here this last half hour, this Friday, April 12th at noon, 6 p.m., Boots and Badges, the Love Black Culture Memorial Blood Drive coming up. It's going to be fun. Be at the fire department here at Elk City. Please come by and donate blood if you can. There is a scan on our Facebook page that I've got that, what they call that? The
QR code.
QR code on there. So if you want to set up an appointment.
Official answer, you can donate.
Oh, cool. I'm in. We'll see you guys tomorrow. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma.
Number one for new country.
KEZO, Elk City.